If you love each other, it doesn't matter what you are. You will find each other. Always. I'm a bee. You're a tree. On a moon cloud in the sea. Where I land, we're done. Oh, am I kidding? Throwing pennies down the wishing well, hoping and wishing. Now monkeys just look at me. Look how quickly I can climb a purple tree. I'm a gymnast, chemist, and dress mathematician. You should look at me. Look at me. I'm great. I'm green. I'm gorgeous. I'm everything that starts with a G. I'm goofy, I'm gargantuan. I'm going to make you laugh again. Got one smile.
Teenager can be tough, especially if you feel alone. Whether you're having a hard time or just thinking about leaving home, the National Runaway Switchboard can help.
More than 1.6 million kids run away from home each year. If you or someone you know is having a rough time at home, in school, or on the street, the National Runaway Switchboard can help.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY or live chat with someone who's ready to help you by visiting 1-800-RUNAWAY.org.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to 88.1 FM WMBR. This is Aishwarya signing on for tonight's episode of Moments and Melodies. I'm here every other week to share classical tunes and some classic tales and stories from across the Indian subcontinent. So if you're just joining us here for the first time at WMBR for this show, for the next hour, I'd really like to encourage you to sit back, close your eyes, and just forget for a minute the chaotic hustle of that crazy world around you or those thoughts within you. and join me on a journey through a meditative musical landscape. So tonight, we're going to open with a popular bandish, which is a term I've been using over the past couple of weeks. So if you've been paying attention, you should know what that is. So we're going to open with a popular bandish, which is familiar to students of the Hindustani tradition from the north. But we're going to explore it in a way that adds in elements of the south and against, very much against the backdrop of the west. So up first, Aao Balma, which is produced and performed in part by none other than the one and only A.R. Rahman.
तुम बिन सुना है संसार ऐसी याद तुम्हारी आए बेकल मन वाचन न पाए छाए कारे बदर वाचाए कौन मेरे मन को समझाए
आग जाओ
Thank you.
So once again, that was a piece called Aao Balma, which is a traditional bandish or traditional Hindustani musical composition. And the artists involved, of course, were A.R. Rahman, who is, for those of you who don't know, one of the most famous music directors in the Indian film industry, actually, who also has shown that he has a penchant towards classical music and traditional musical performances. So while he was actually on the piano, he wasn't singing. This whole piece, while the original composition is a traditional one, the piece was done as a fusion piece, but a tribute to the main artist, who is the elderly gentleman that you heard, Ghulam Mustafa Khan. And his entire family actually performed in this piece as well. His sons and the opening line, if you caught it, was his grandson, actually a really young little kid. So this was part of Coke Studio India Season 3's album. Rahman did this as a tribute to that legendary musician and to all of the great musicians, music, and schools of musical thought that he's produced and contributed to. So it's really lovely in that sense. Okay, next up, moving away from some of the fusion stuff, we're going to a more traditional Hindustani classical rendering by another famous female artist by the name of Kaushiki Chakraborty.
Mama bani ga mama bani bazaz
So that was, once again, Kaushiki Chakrabarti singing Janak Janak Payal Baje. That was from the album Saregamapa, 15 Indian Classical Hits. There are a lot of things that I admire about Kaushiki Chakrabarti. And amongst many things, one is her incredible vocal control, her ability to handle the runs that she just did in that piece that she rendered with such ease, so flawless. It's really incredible, and it's an inspiration to vocalists and to musicians of both forms of Indian classical music, from Carnatic music to Hindustani music as well. Although this was a Hindustani piece in particular. And another fun fact about Kaushiki Chakrabarti is that she actually started and works with and travels with an all-female band that is comprised of musicians, vocalists, instrumentalists, and percussionists, and in fact one dancer as well, all in the Indian classical traditions, but from various parts of the country and varying musical traditions. And she brings them all together to put together these beautiful showcases of not only of the diversity of music that exists in India, but also as a tribute to the power of woman. And it's wonderful if you have the opportunity to look up. I believe the band's name is Meru. So if you have the ability to look that up, I'd encourage you to do so. Another note for the evening is that a lot of the songs for tonight are lyrical, are not instrumental pieces. They're lyric heavy. But true to what Indian music is, it's poetry as much as it is music. So I'd also encourage you to use Track Blaster to go ahead and look up the translations to some of these songs if that's something you're interested in. So next up, a piece in a language I don't think that we've heard on the show so far. It's in Gujarati. It's a piece called Kare Manam Bhajana, performed by Salim Suleiman.
Bhajan no vipar, Bye.
So once again, that was Kare Manu Bhajana, produced again on Coke Studio India. That happens to be a theme for today, unexpectedly. Produced by Salim Suleiman, who are also a music direction and production duo in the Indian film industry, and sung by Salim Merchant himself of the Salim Suleiman duo. And it's a very simple bhajan with very simple lyrics. A bhajan is sort of a lighter form, of, still devotional, but a lighter form of classical music. And sung, in my opinion, really soulfully by this artist. Actually, also as a tribute to a legendary musician by the name of Ustad Sultan Khan, who often used to perform this piece. And it was sung by Salim Merchant as a tribute to him, to that legend. Next up, we're flying from Gujarat back down south, the land of Carnatic music. But this time, instead of Carnatic fusion, which is kind of what I've been playing in the past, I'm going to go for some straight-up, soulful, live Carnatic music performance, a piece that's a very famous piece called Krishna Ni Begane Baro, performed by the artist Aruna Saira.
Chikuraba
Krishna ni begane
Once again, Krishna Ni Begane Baro by Aruna Sairam, who's a prolific, a very talented Carnatic vocalist, who's been sort of established in the space and in the field for very long now. Some musical tidbits maybe about this piece. It's in a rag called Yaman Kalyani or Yamuna Kalyani. It's in fact very, very similar to the rag or the musical mode that governed the very first piece that I played, Aao Balma, which was a Hindustani piece, but they're sort of similar, very, very related scales. Rhythm-wise or percussion-wise, the song is actually in a 7-beat cycle as opposed to a 6-beat or an 8-beat cycle, which is much more common amongst the songs that I've been playing. So this was Aruna Sairam again from the album The Best of Carnatic Vocal, Volumes 1 and 2. Next up, one of my favorite pieces, and I've been waiting to find a good opportunity to put this on air, but also very different from anything I've been playing, so sort of testing the waters here. It's a piece called Rang, performed by Amjad Sabri and Rahat Fateh Ali Khan, and that'll be our story piece for tonight. But before I say any more, I'm just going to give you the opportunity to go ahead and listen to it. So up next, Rang.
देखा उत्तर देखा दक्षिण देखा उत्तर देखा
दक्षिण देखा
पर तो साना कोई रंग देखा रे मैं तो ऐसो रंग महबूबे दिलाली मैं तो ऐसो रंग महबूबे
जमाने में चार जान अल्लाह निगार यकता तुम्ही
Din khaja nasiro din,
khaja ni jamo din khaja nasiro din.
Aaj shohra di jam nasiro din ka, lal mehboob bana,
lal mehboob bana,
lal mehboob bana,
lal mehboob bana, lal mehboob bana.
Ni jamo din roliya jag uchya ro,
ni jamo din roliya jag uchya ro,
ni jamo din roliya jag uchya ro.
The whirlwind. So that was Rang once again, performed by Amjad Sabri and Rahat Fateh Ali Khan, produced by Coke Studio once again, but Coke Studio Pakistan, Season 9, Sound of the Nation. So for a bit of story time in the few minutes that we have left. 40 years ago, a shrine echoed with the sound of a traditional qawwali performed in an epic collaboration by the maestros Ghulam Farid Sabri with Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. The kalam of famous Sufi poet Amir Khusro, called Rang, as I've told you, soared through the skies that night. And in this track that you just heard, the two families return to the platform for the first time again in these four decades, as Rahat Fateh Ali Khan and Amjad Sabri collaborated again to perform the very same track. Recorded in the first and only take, as the song's melodic heart unfolds, Rahat's vocals float over the top while Amjad Sabri's rumbling vocals combine the sounds of the past and the present while igniting the sense of graceful nostalgia. It's raw and it's soulful and it's framed so beautifully by the pristine sound of the tabla and the dhamma that you heard. The song, it's not only a masterpiece, sadly, it's also one of a kind. The piece marks Amjad Sabri's first and last appearance for the production house. Actually, he passed away not long after the song was recorded, at a very young age as well, if I might add. And perhaps even sadder is that while his music, just like this song, preached peace, faith, personal devotion and communion with God and brotherhood. In fact, his life was taken away by those that didn't agree with his use of music as a medium to spread this very message. So that's Rang. Up next, we're actually going to go back to Carnatic music, but to a much softer, sort of more soothing piece. It's in the ragam called Kurinji. It's in a language also that I haven't played on the show yet, in a language called Malayalam. The song is Aliveni, performed by one of the most famous and legendary Carnatic musicians out there. She's no more, actually, but her name is Emma Subbalakshmi, and at some point I'll be dedicating a good chunk of an episode to her and her music and her story as well. So up next, Aliveni by Emma Subbalakshmi.
Radhik Ravam
So once again, that was Aliveni in the Ragam Kurinji, performed by the artist M.S. Subbalakshmi, an absolute legend in Carnatic music. And that particular recording was from the NCPA archives, an album which you can find available. And before I didn't even realize it, but we're already at the end of the hour. So that means that's it for this week's episode, friends. So believe it or not, in an hour, we covered five different types of classical music just from the subcontinent, from six different geographical regions and five different languages. So if your head is spinning a bit, I'd encourage you definitely to take a look at Track Blaster for all of the tracks I've been playing tonight. And of course, if you have any feedback on what you'd like to hear or favorites you'd like me to play, please do go ahead and call or text us at WMBR at 617-253-8810. So thanks again for joining me on Of Moments and Melodies, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with more music from the subcontinent. So until then, I hope you'll keep exploring this rich and wonderful landscape of music. This is Aishwarya signing off from WMBR Cambridge at 88.1 FM. Stay tuned next for Brian Sennett's music by Dead People right after this very short promo. Good night.
Hi, my name is Angeline Grant, and I'm the host of Coffee Time, a program of jazz every Friday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. We listen to hard bop, bebop, West Coast and cool, early and vocal jazz. Plus, every so often, jazz from the movies or TV. And, at the end of the show, little bit of gospel, little bit of soul. So join me for Coffee Time here on the station that's first on your FM dial, 88.1 FM, WMBR, Cambridge.